The Holy Gospel of our Savior Jesus Christ according to John.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
As Jesus walked along, he saw a man blind from birth. His disciples asked him, "Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?" Jesus answered, "Neither this man nor his parents sinned. He was born blind so that God's works might be revealed in him. We must work the works of him who sent me while it is day. Night is coming when no one can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world." When he had said this, he spat on the ground and made mud with the saliva and spread the mud on the man's eyes, saying to him, "Go, wash in the pool of Siloam," which means sent. Then he went and washed and came back, able to see. The neighbors and those who had seen him before as a beggar began to ask, "Is this not the man who used to sit and beg?" Some were saying, "It is he." Others were saying, "No, but it is someone like him." He kept saying, "I am the man." But they kept asking him, "Then how were your eyes opened?" He answered, "The man called Jesus made mud, spread it on my eyes, and said to me, 'Go to Siloam and wash.' Then I went and washed and received my sight." They said to him, "Where is he?" He said, "I do not know." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
Please be seated. My husband Frank and I are watching each of Terry Malick's movies again in order, after the recommendation of my friend Jim Crosby. And last night, or Saturday night, we watched Days of Heaven. And if you've seen that movie, the voiceover is told by a young girl, the sister of the hero and villain of the saga. And she's a poor girl with no prospects, gleaning in the fields in the 20s with her family. And at one point in the movie, she says, "I could be a mud doctor checking out the earth underneath. I could be a mud doctor checking out the earth underneath." And in this one line, she evokes how intriguing mud is for a child. It's worthy of study, investigation. And there's irony in her ambition to become a doctor beyond her station. But her line has something to do with wonder about the world, its creation, and its beauty. So this morning we hear a portion, the beginning of the story of the man born blind, the human being blind since birth. This whole passage, this whole chapter 9 in John is worthy of a seminar or a 40-day Lenten retreat because of all the complicated sections of interrogation of the blind man, his parents, and all the ironies and reversals about ignorance and insight. But I want to focus just on the healing itself, which is really not so much a healing as it is a transformation. The question from the disciples, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind, expresses, as we all know, the terrible theology that sin creates blindness. Unfortunately, Jesus answers with theology that's even more problematic, which is, this man was born blind in order that the works of God may be revealed in him. Not exactly, you know, compassion. But we'll leave that aside for a minute. Jesus says, we know, because of this strange theology, the second theology, we know that we're getting something different here than just your regular healing story, but this is going to be a paradigm of the human being in darkness, not knowing from the beginning. So, let's look at the procedure. Jesus spat on the ground and made mud with the saliva and spread the mud on the man's eyes. This is a medical treatment with three steps. Actually, there's a fourth. Go wash in the pool of Siloam. And the story in John really cares about the details because they're repeated two more times. When the neighbors ask him, "How did your sight return?" He says, "The man called Jesus made mud, spread it on my eyes, and said to me, 'Go to Siloam and wash.'" And then again, later, the Pharisees ask him, in a part we didn't read, and they said, "How did this happen?" And he said, "He put mud in my eyes, then I washed, and now I see." And the third time he was asked, he was like, "I've had it. Can't tell you the mud thing again." He just said, "I've told you this already." But the mud thing is really important. When God made the heavens and the earth, there was this stream that rose up and watered the ground. And God formed from the dust of the earth an earth creature, a human, a mud person, an earthling, a mud pie, a clay figurine. When Jesus made the paste for his eyes and put the paste on his eyes and told him to wash in the pool of Siloam, Jesus was not just healing this person, changing him from blindness to sight, but Jesus was remaking him, recreating him, making him anew. His first birth, you see, was not complete. It wasn't right because he couldn't see the world. He knew only darkness, no color or shadow. Like God, Jesus breathed life, spirit into him and made him alive. So his eyes were wide open. He was fully alive, warmed and lit by the light of the world. He confessed his faith in the Son of Man, his faith in Jesus, the one who opens your eyes again, who births you and bears you. In this second to last week in Lent, as we prepare for Holy Week and Easter, we, blind from birth, through no fault of our own and no fault of our parents, will receive sight, new life, new birth, through the creativity of God, through God's servant, messenger, and emanation, Jesus. Jesus, the spitter, the mixer, the spreader, the potter, the mud doctor, so that we might behold the world in wonder. Amen.